You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
But now, what have you got for us, Justin?
Yes, I'm just now it's been 2 days since the US midterm elections and more results have come in. So I just did a little brief summary. But I would describe the election result as a small blue Democratic wave, not as big as a lot of people wanted to happen before.
Right. But enough to maybe restore confidence.
Yeah, but there's enough to achieve around 50% of what the Democrats wanted to happen. And basically what on the results, a lot of eyes are on the Midwest swing states, especially on Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Wisconsin. These three states are, a lot of people, they call the Rust States because they're very industrial, and most of the voters there are white working class.
Right.
And in 2016, quite a lot of these three states are won by Donald Trump.
Right.
And basically one of the main reasons he got to the presidency. But the results are very close. In Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, Trump only won very bare. And yeah, these are the swing states that Obama used to win in 2008 and 2010.
Okay.
And as well as Ohio, another crucial swing state, which Trump only won by 8%. But now in the midterms, in Pennsylvania, the Democrats have won back the Senate, have won the Senate race by 13%. In Ohio, they won by 7% in the Senate race. And one of the most surprising things that happened is in Wisconsin, which the Democrats won the governorship and ousted Scott Walker, who coincidentally was a candidate that wanted to win the Republican nomination in 2016. And now, going on to the election tactics, now the Trump card here is very crucial because it was an advantage to both the Democrats and disadvantage. Well, it was both an advantage and disadvantage to both Democrats and Republicans. And yeah, let's start with the Republican first.
Okay.
Because because Trump himself, before the election, has done a lot of heavy attacking on critics that are senators in red states, especially on the Kavanaugh vote. And it appears he succeeded because at least two senators, Democratic senators, who voted against Kavanaugh's appointment were voted out, such as Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota and Joe Donnelly in Indiana. So, yeah, it shows that Trump himself still has an advantage.
Right.
For the Republican Party, and especially in their own backyard. But the whole Trump card is still beneficial to the Democrats too, because in some areas that they never expected to win in the past, like Staten Island in New York, in the New York State, or even in suburban areas in many states, they are started to win some House seats as well. Yes, but now my main focus today is on the Democratic Party. Obviously, like I mentioned before, we can see the Democrats are starting to win back the support of some white working classes,
mm-hmm.
again in the Midwest or some swing states. But there is something we can't overlook, is the progressive surge inside the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Because we got now at least 98 women to be have elected in the United States Congress,
yeah.
which is a new record, and a lot of historical records as well. We got the first Muslim women to be elected as representatives, the first LGBT governor in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
that is Jared Polis, and the youngest female representative as well.
Yeah. And a Somali-American, I believe.
Yeah, in New York. And there's one in Iowa First District as well, right. But I forgot her name.
Yeah. But so those in itself are pretty exciting.
It is pretty exciting. But even though this is exciting, this poses a problem for the Democratic Party potentially in the 2020 presidential election, because they need to choose a path now of, are we going back to continue winning the white working class vote, or are we going down to the way to get more progressives right. supporting the Democratic Party? Because now, according to the US media, at least 13 or 14 senators, maybe half of the Democratic caucus in the Senate are gunning for the presidential nomination. Maybe here's three of you that you might already know, that is Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, yeah. Bernie Sanders of Vermont, even though he's independent, and maybe you may heard of Cory Booker of yeah. New Jersey. And the problem is, most of these presidential hopefuls are progressives, and some of the things they stand for are not really what white working right. class people want.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the white working class vote is so crucial in 2016 or perhaps potentially in 2020. The Democratic Party needed to find a way on how are they going to do stuff.
Right.
But the final thing is, even that is how the Democrats will act in the House for the next 2 years. Are they going to be a wrecker or achiever? Now, Trump says he will work with our Democratic minority leader, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, but I reckon a lot of progressive voters, the Democrats into the House, are expecting them to dig up dirt on Trump as well. Okay. But a lot of people, according to exit polls on the US media, they don't really care about Trump anymore. They just want they just wanted the administration to focus on stuff such as healthcare, immigration, mm-hmm. and the economy. So what are the Democrats going to do in the next year, in the next 2 years, are very crucial, because if they are going to I'm just going to investigate all the president's tax returns, I'm mm-hmm. just going to do anything to launch a government shutdown, this might be not very looking good to a lot of people.
Right.
But
and you think it would be better for the Democrats to focus on their own voter technique?
It might be, because yeah. If you want to win 2020, the thing you need to do is be more pragmatic and
yeah, and also just voters. Stop giving oxygen to Trump's Twitter tyranny.
True.
Frankly.
Yes. Yeah, and 2020, the first primary of 2020 is only less than 2 years ago, and right. the race is on.
Yeah. Thanks, Justin.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.